This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
This is Lauren Talese inviting you to join us in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with singer-songwriter Lauren Talese. We briefly met her after her set at the Newport Jazz Festival. You're listening to Love Poems from her CD, Gorgeous Chaos. Enjoy.
What does my kiss mean to you? Are we just friends, or is it more to you? But if we label this, just picture what we might lose. Yes, that unexpected kiss that brought me straight to you. Meanwhile, my feelings grow. Straight to you. Why should I choose
Welcome to the Jazz Room.
Thank you for having me.
This is nice. This is truly an impromptu, improvised jazz women improvising an interview.
What else would we do in this world we call jazz?
That's
this
right.
Music
but
we
improvise.
Love. Yes.
Well, congratulations to you for your performance.
Thank you so
here
much.
At Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
And what day did you perform? The first day?
I performed
day?
Saturday, August 3rd.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So you did Saturday.
Yes.
And so what you're doing now is you have your first CD out.
Yes, I do.
May I look at it?
Yes, you can.
It is called Gorgeous Chaos. Oh, I love it.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's about just learning about love, your love style, what to expect, what you have to offer, all that stuff. And it's gorgeous because anytime you're learning is a gorgeous time, but it's chaotic because you don't know what the heck is going on. So it's just all over the place, but it's beautiful, and I'm glad I could look back on it now. But while I was in it, I was just like, what is happening?
What is
so
happening?
I wrote a lot of songs about that.
Right. So you write your own songs.
Yes,
You're
I do.
You're a songwriter as well.
Yes,
singer,
I am.
Songwriter. Love
yes.
you. Yes. Okay. Now, tell me about your songs.
My songs range from tunes about just love of family, love of amazing people in your corner, you know, unromantic love, platonic love, and mm-hmm. also romantic love and the things you learn, the things you will take away from a relationship but won't go back to, the things you're looking forward to. I love to actually put my dreams and hopes and aspirations into the universe by speaking them. So many of my songs are talking about what I wish to see happen, what I want to experience. So yeah, that's a bit.
Okay, so let's look at the names of some of your
mm-hmm.
the tunes you wrote. And which one do you think right now hits you that you'd like to tell me about?
That's tough.
I
would say This Love, because I'm feeling super inspired, super grateful. I mean, I just played the Newport Jazz Festival. It's my first time here, and some of my favorite vocalists have played here. Many, all of them, maybe. Like, I mean, Nancy Wilson has played this festival. Sarah Vaughan has played this festival. So many amazing people whose shoulders I stand on have played, and I cannot believe I'm in the same park, I'm in the same fort, I'm on the same stages as a lot of these folks. And This Love just speaks to being grateful for the opportunity to know what love and gratitude feels like. Because so many people go through life and they're just going through, they're just merely surviving. But I really feel like at this time in my life, I'm thriving and I'm seeing the world in all its colors, not just grim gray or black and white. And that's super important. So that's what This Love speaks to.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Because you have to hold on to that the rest
I'm holding
of your
on
life.
To it. So, you know, people try to talk us out of it.
They use
words like realism. And I'm like, I'm holding on to whatever I create. Whatever I create
right.
is actually what my reality will be based on.
Now, who are some of your influences in the music?
I just named a couple of them. Sarah Vaughan is someone that actually the first scat solo I learned was on Lullaby of Birdland. And it's just crazy that years later I would win the Sarah Vaughan competition. I mean, I couldn't believe it as it was happening. So she's one of my greatest influences. Nancy Wilson, because she wasn't wed to any genre. And while she flourished and thrived in jazz, she just was a fan of a good song with a great story that she could bring to life, no matter the genre. And she floated and she was awesome in all those areas. So that's something that I look forward to doing, and just creating music that illustrates a story. Right now, some of the people that I'm super excited about are Jasmia Horn and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and I mean, Kiana Linnell is awesome, and there's so many amazing vocalists that I'm really into, and I just sat in with Nate Smith last night, awesome drummer, and his band was amazing, and people like Joel Ross sat in, and Kamazi Washington sat in as well, and it was just nice talking to them. So all those people inspire me, and I'm just happy to be able to draw inspiration from folks from that have gone on to become our ancestors, and folks who are here now thriving and creating the music.
Let's listen to This Love and Same Mistake.
I have is truly special. Love I have is providential. Makes me get so sentimental when I'm thinking where I was so lost before I found you. Funny thing is you weren't hiding, you were standing right beside me, hung in through the good, the bad, and in between. You are my best friend. Somehow you always know when I need you the most. Before I tell you so, a heart of charity when no one's looking works quietly behind the scenes. Patient hands, they stay so busy. Fingers, money falls in between gifts to anyone so freely. Makes me think and wanna be better. That's how it's supposed to be.
Won't make the same mistake.
this void and desperation. No, I'll be patient and I'll wait. For however long it takes,
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with singer-songwriter Lauren Talese at the Newport Jazz Festival. How did you get started professionally?
So I got started professionally. My first entree into professional music was actually singing background vocals for artists in the soul R&B realm like Bilal and Vivian Green. I was able to kind of witness from the background what it took to be a solo artist and all the sacrifices you make as a performing artist in the industry. I watched them go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake up for a 6 a.m. interview on TV or on the radio and just have to be on and ready. So it wasn't, at first, before you actually work for someone that's actually really doing it, you see all the glitz and the glamour. You see them looking pretty for the shows and sounding good at the shows, but you don't know that they actually have to fit in a workout so that they do sound good. You don't know that they have to eat well while on the road, because if you get sick, your instrument is sick. Because us vocalists, we carry our instrument with us all the time. So yes, everything we intake is affecting us. So the sacrifices and the discipline that it takes early on, from the age of 18 through like 21, I actually was able to kind of watch that, and that was really important for me. And that's where I really decided, okay, I think I want to do this. So I started out in Philly just singing at a variety of jazz clubs, Zanzibar Blue and all kind of places. And I actually went to the University of the Arts, where I went for training, classical training. And that helped me out with just sustainability and long-term vocal health, because you need that if you're on the road, if you're performing nonstop.
Kidding.
And I'm super grateful for that training. I had an instructor by the name of Reginald Pindell, who definitely helps me as I, you know, voyage further and further into professional music. I just came back from Tokyo for 2 months singing 6 nights a week And I still have my voice because I took those lessons. So I'm very grateful for that. So, yeah, I've had a myriad of experiences, but I really started doing professional vocals around 18 or 19 years old.
Okay, so you've been busy a long, long time.
I have.
Yes, you have. Now, when on your CD, I'm going to go back to your CD. You talked about Sarah Vaughan and you talked about Nancy Wilson.
Yes.
How much of your CD is your originals, and to whom do you pay homage? On the songs that are not your.
So answer your first question. The first question is, how many of the songs are original? And it's about half and half. There are 12 songs on the record. Half of them are original tunes. I pay homage to Sarah Vaughan. I do Someone to Watch Over Me. And it's a cappella for much of the song. And then the piano comes in later. And it's kind of like a prayer over the album. Because I feel like my favorite vocalists and artists that have gone on, Dinah Washington and, like I said, Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson, those are my guardian angels. So I wanted to start the album with sort of like a prayer and Someone to Watch Over Me. If you think about the lyrics, they're very much like a prayer, especially with the verse at the beginning. And I do Cry Me a River, which I heard first done by Ella Fitzgerald. And, I mean, nobody sings it like her. So those are two singers I definitely pay homage to. But I definitely, even in my own songs, I love old Hollywood film score. So you'll find that a lot of the music, like Trenchcoat and Same Mistake and Made Up My Mind and TikTok, all those tunes are, I like to think, kind of cinematic and imaginative in the vibe of them, because that's just what I love to listen to. So it's just naturally coming out.
All right. Tell us a bit about the personnel on your CD, please.
The personnel on my CD is my fave. I'm a fan of all the musicians on my album. So the original tunes feature Adam Blackstone, who was one of the co-producers of my record. And he actually is a award-winning music director for artists in the pop world, but we both started out in jazz. He is from South Jersey, and we went to University of the Arts together, but now he's doing music direction from everybody from Rihanna to Jay-Z to all these amazing artists. But he's a phenomenal bassist, and he co-produced and directed a lot of it, and it features Anwar Marshall, who appeared with me here at Newport, and Eric Wortham II, who is oftentimes my co-writer on a lot of these tunes. But also Ulysses Owens Jr., a drummer, phenomenal drummer and producer, actually co-produced the album with Adam Blackstone. And with him on six of the tracks are Christian McBride and Christian Sands.
Go girl.
So yeah, I'm super excited. So it's Ulysses, Christian Sands and Christian McBride on like six of the songs, and they're crushing it. It's awesome.
Of course they would.
Yes.
What else would they
yes,
do?
Yes,
right?
I know. They just come
what
in and wreck shop.
What else they do? What do you have looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to my sophomore project. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm constantly writing, constantly on my travels. I'm drawing inspiration, and I'm really excited just to write about my general experience through life. I wrote about love. I wrote about being in relationships. I'm very happy right now. But now I want to just talk about what it takes to keep yourself alive. And to me, optimism and positivity takes intentionality. So just going through life, being intentional about the joy that you seek and deciding to see the great things in life is something that I hold at a high priority, because it's very easy to not be inspired. You have to work to be inspired. You have to work to keep your eyes open and see color as opposed to gray. That's what I'm looking forward to, just kind of illustrating that in song, writing tunes that inspire retrospection and introspection, and just, I don't know, this just kind of help folks who are listening transcend from the mundanity of the everyday things that we have to do. We have to work. We have to put food on the table. We have to take care of ourselves and our children and our families. But we can also be whole, happy individuals while doing that. And so that's what I'm looking forward to inspiring through my music.
And you can do that through your music, and that will carry on as you go through life.
It's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic, but say you go on further in life and you have kids and so on, that's how you bring them up.
And that's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do.
There you go. Well, listen, Lauren, Talise.
Yes.
It was a delight to meet you.
It was so lovely meeting you as well.
And thank you for joining us in the Jazz Room.
Thank you for having me in the Jazz Room. It's been a pleasure.
We close with one more cut from Lauren's CD, Gorgeous Chaos, titled Winter, featuring Robert Glasper on piano.
Barren trees, the sidewalks freeze. Oh no, icy winds blow, rattle windows. Oh no.
Come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or chat with me through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com/the-jazz-room. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
It's better done in summer.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
We'll be right back.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.